Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Friday show. So just before the weekend, we're getting into the weekend. I'm sure some of my callers are already starting your weekend. How fun is that? So what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to get messages from dead people, you know, the non-physical, your ancestors, and maybe famous people or two. But the theme of the show is all about love, not romantic love. I mean, that's an aspect of love, but we're talking about a vibration. The vibration of love. You know, remember, I go back to this whole concept that's once been stated and repeated many times by many people: God is love. God is the vibration, or the universe, or source, or spirit is the vibration of love. And if you talk to, and maybe some of the ancestors can kind of chime in on this whole concept in the non-physical world, it is all about the vibration of love, isn't it? So every once in a while, I get down to myself and think, oh, I'm a little bit of a control freak, and I'm working on it slowly but surely. I'm kind of letting it go, you know, let go and allow, right? So I was doing that. So, you know, the response in, let's say, people wanting to use my services is not at the level I really would like it to be. So I'm asking spirit, I'm asking my spirit guide, okay, what can I do? What can I do? You know, I'm like, you know, a little bit of frustration, not major frustration, but a bit of a frustration. So I get this really distinct message about love, about expressing, helping people to raise their vibration, to love themselves, but more than just that, to get into that vibration that matches that of source, God, pick your word. So that's what it's all about. And then I got some really cool little demonstrations of that. I just suddenly came about a bunch of articles about how love can be so intense in our lives. First one was about this cat. And this cat was like a street cat, a tomcat. It was all beat up. I mean, and nobody in the neighborhood would bother with this cat because, and the cat would always wanted to come into these, always wanted to come into people's houses, but, you know, it was raggedy, it was missing part of its tail, I guess it had broken a paw, it was kind of walking funny, and it's just an older tomcat. But it was seeking compassion and love. And as the author was talking about this, he was stating that one day this cat tried to find connection with a certain dog. Well, didn't work out well. This dog didn't, you know, was very aggressive and pretty much tore up the cat. And the cat was at its final stages of living. And the author picked up the cat, just pick up the cat. And the cat had this look in its eyes of like, thank you. I mean, this is the author's point of view. But all the cat wanted, now this is an interpretation, but I kind of have a belief that this is true because I believe that compassion and love falls through or flows through all living things, that love is the basic element of life, that the energy of life is love. Okay, so the cat's looking at this person, and he's holding it. It's not struggling. It's not fighting. It's knowing its days are done, and all the cat is doing is wanting to purr and to cuddle a little bit, and the cat passes while in this man's arms because all it wanted was love, compassion. And it was just a beautiful thought about love. And I thought, oh, wow, this is so cool. And another one I saw, this is on Facebook, where this child, toddler at the age of 4 months, was diagnosed with cancer and lost the ability to use its legs in the lower part of its body. And the family, the parents, and I'm going to be with the callers in a minute. I just want to finish this because this is all about love. And this is what I'm focusing on today. So we'll talk more about that. And I'll take your calls and we'll try to center whatever response I get from the non-physical, from your ancestors about love. and how to love yourself, or how to raise your vibration to get what you want. Okay, so be kind of into that. Kind of that's where we're going with it. So back to the child. So the child couldn't crawl, couldn't really move around because of the loss. And as it grew up a little bit, they tried to find a wheelchair. Well, obviously there was no wheelchair for that small of an infant or toddler at that point. So they made one. They used bicycle wheels from a small bike, and it was a beautiful scene. And it was like, and then they had a little video of the child in this thing being able to learn to move the wheels, turn around, go places. And there was the love of family, but also you could see in this child, even with a severe handicap at maybe 2 years old or thereabout, the love of life. The love that, you know, just taking that love that was being given to it and extending it out. I'm sure there were difficult days and hard days, but it was amazing to see that love. And love can be in the most hardens of situations. Now, this is going to sound a bit strange. Oh, maybe I'll talk about that in a minute. Let me talk about, take some calls you've been holding for a while. I'll talk about in the professional athletes, how even in that case, there can be profound love and friendship between two people, and how that can be displayed. And so love is not necessarily about romance. Love is a vibration and that we put out. I've asked people, if you think about your life and the vibration of love that you're extending out to others and yourself on the scale of 1 to 10, what is it? Now, most people would like to say, well, it's 10, but I would doubt that seriously, unless you're Jesus. Or Buddha. Jesus or Buddha might be at the 10 level, but yeah, most of us fall short of it. You know, if we can get up to an 8 or 9, we're doing really well. We're not holding any grudges. We're forgiving on a regular basis. We're showing compassion and kindness to everyone around us. We're getting everything we want in our life because we're exuding out this love vibration. There's no limits to what we're getting. If we're up into that scale, so I'll ask you again, based on that criteria, you're not Jesus or you're not Buddha. So where's your love vibration? Or maybe you don't really want to answer that question. You don't have to, but think about it. Where are you? You know, one being you're just like an amoeba, right? Well, I don't know. Maybe an amoeba would have a one. I don't know. But I'm thinking we want to get our love vibration up to about an 8. If we can get it up to a 9. Then we're really connecting to that energy of the universe, that Christ consciousness, to source, to God. And once we get it up there, wow, amazing things happen in our lives. Do you believe that? Do you think I'm crazy? I don't think I'm crazy. I think it's absolutely the way it should be. Absolutely, positively, that should be our goal, is to raise our love vibration. And if we could do that, and if enough people could do that on the planet, if you could get your vibration up to an 8 or a 9, do you imagine what an amazing planet this would be? Do you realize how much anger would be gone from this planet and fear would be gone? Because love and fear are the opposite ends of the spectrum. So if you have full love, you don't fear because you have full trust. Okay, let me take a call or two, and then we'll talk more about that. So I have an 786, and then I got a 2111, so can't distinguish between the two, but one's been holding longer than the other. So let me take a 786. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call, George. How are you?
I'm very well. Who am I speaking to?
This is Samantha.
Samantha, well, I'm not going to ask you that question because that's putting you on the spot of where your love vibration. Again, we're not talking about romance. We're talking about a vibration of love. So what's going on with you, though? How can love be an assistance to whatever you're doing? Not romance, though. We're not. It can't help, but it's not what we're talking about today.
No, I was actually trying to see if you can pass on any messages that I have from my loved ones that I've passed over.
Okay, anybody in particular?
I was just trying to see whoever would come through, but either my grandmother or my deceased boyfriend.
Okay, what's your grandmother's name?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. I just call her Gwen, which is just
Okay.
Is
well,
it
let me see.
Another language
so
of
your
granny.
When did your boyfriend pass?
About 3 years ago.
Okay,
so 2.5 years ago.
Well, long enough that he's gone through a healing process and being more open to communication at this point. If it's really recent, sometimes it's hard to get a communication because they're not ready to communicate at a level that you want them to. So, boyfriend or granny, boyfriend. Yeah, it feels more like that. It feels like that's more of an intense energy around you at this point in time. It's more of an energy of wishing you well. And knowing that whatever you choices you make as in love or future, he is 100% behind you in those choices. But actually, at some level and in some way, he's showing you choices or giving you options or presenting to you choices in your life so that you're being guided. I don't know if you're looking at a relationship or whatever. It doesn't matter because he's really saying that I'm basically guiding you or showing you or presenting you choices in your life to make. There's no right or wrong in the choices, but I'm going to give you options. But whatever choice you make in the near future, and it must be something coming up near future, that I'm 100% behind you and will support you from the non-physical world and whatever you plan on doing. So don't regret the past. Or don't feel like, what's the expression he's trying to say? Don't feel like you have to hold on to me completely because I want you to make some choices. Okay? That he's, yeah, it's a real strong energy. Like if you want to fall in love, he's just like completely with you on falling in love. He's completely wants you to be in love. He really wants you to find fill your heart with joy. That's what I hear. Fill your heart with joy. And as you fill your heart with joy, that brings him joy to know that you're doing that. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you? But it makes a lot of sense. And it really, he is really about being there for you. And you can feel his presence, him being around you. And especially in music. There's something about music and him and you that you're being reminded of him through music all the time, right? You turn on a song,
yeah.
And it's him, right? He's there, right? You turn on, certain
yes.
music comes up, and you know it's him.
Yes, very much.
He's setting the playlist for you, if that's an interesting way of putting it. Okay?
Okay,
you got it? So if you have a question for him, you know, that's really interesting. You can ask him directly, and he's going to use music as a way of giving you the answer. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You just have to pay attention to the songs that come up, and you know the ones that you, from the heart, you know that connect with him, and then the messages in those songs. For some reason, he's going to send you a lot of love songs because maybe it's between you and him, but also that he wants you to be in love again. Don't worry about it. Fall in love. It's okay.
Okay?
It's okay. Fall in love. You need it.
Thank you.
Okay? You're welcome. You take care.
Bye now. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. See, it's all about love, isn't it? It's about love. Because the non-physical world, it's amazing how much they love us, but sometimes we doubt that. We fear that. We question that. We think there's a punishment thing, you know, the resentment thing. Nah, none of that. None of the above. It's all about love. And so they're all about love. So let me take a couple of calls. Well, yeah, I'll tell you a little story about baseball, which is kind of different, and about love and about friendship and love. And how close people can get and connect, and even guys connect with each other. Hello.
Hi, George. Hi, George.
All right. Hi.
Hi,
and
I'm
who
Yvette.
Am I speaking to?
Yvette.
Yvette. How is Yvette today?
So
how are you on the love scale? You don't have to give me a number. I don't want to hear a number.
No, it's
but
fine. I know what you're talking about. Usually I'm pretty high. Today I'm just
Uh-oh, that's, it, yeah, the usual is very kind of like But, as usual,
yeah,
but.
I'm in a quandary of a situation. I went for an interview with an old boss, and she called me. And I haven't heard back from her.
She's probing. Okay, she's probing.
She's probing. Okay.
See, I'm getting like an uncle to you, a great uncle on your mother's side. It's like on your mother's side going back, but it's an uncle, not a direct grandfather or great grandfather. It's off to the side once. And I kept hearing the word uncle, like in great uncle, not present uncle. Okay.
Okay.
So that's who it is. That's who's trying to give you a message about this.
Okay.
So what's the question? Because I hear, I give you the words I hear, and you, here's the
words
I hear.
That's great. No, the question
take whatever she says with a grain of salt. That's what I hear. Okay, keep going.
No, she's someone I used to work for. She called me, and we had an interview. Mm-hmm. Informal. Like, she already knows. I mean, it's like, she already knows me. She knows my character. She knows the quality of work that I do, all the whole nine. I just said she was going to call me at a certain time, like a couple of days ago, but she hasn't. I know people get busy. I was just kind of curious. Is she just kind of stewing?
She's looking, she's probing. The energy I'm hearing, it really is about, just give it some space. Don't get hooked into it too strongly right now.
Okay.
Okay? She's still evaluating. You're on the list.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you're on the list.
Got it.
And so you're not necessarily yes or no at this point. So whatever she's saying to you, kind of, you know, okay, whatever. You know, like, I'm not going to get so hung up on this.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Got it? That's what you're being told.
Okay.
Okay.
It'll be lighthearted.
Have a good.
Thanks.
Yes. And this is not something. Okay. I'm going to give you this one more thing I hear. And I'm just, this is what I hear for you. Something very substantial in this regard will fall in place in the next couple months.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Right. No, if it's a significant reason why I get. Last year at this time, I got called to work in this area. Same situation, old person I worked for. That didn't happen. Something in this same situation again. Different boss, same situation, same area to work. So I know I'm supposed to be in that area. So I usually don't work in that area. I've never been.
Okay.
I would. So they're bringing me to that area.
So something significant is going to happen in the next couple of months, okay?
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I heard.
Yep. Excellent.
I always rely on dead people, you know, like non-physical entities, family members. And again, we're back to that vibration thing is, you know, if you really want something, then you have to align your vibration with that, the love vibration, your high vibration. Because if you're in alignment with Source or God, then good flows to you. Things just fall into place. It's just you ask for something and bam, it happens because you're trusting. You know, a lack of trust is a lack of a vibrational connection to who you're asking. I got a couple more callers. I'll be with you. I know you've been holding a while, but this is really an interesting point, and this is kind of what I'm hearing it as. Let's say you ask a family member, parents, uncle, for something. Money, you know, assistance, some kind of guidance in some way. The higher level that you have the trust in that person that they will fulfill, the easier it is for it to flow for you, and the more love that's involved here, and the quicker it comes to you. If you really trust somebody and you just really know that this person just is going to fulfill, and it will happen because that trust is an aspect of love. And you just know it. You just know it. And it happens. If you don't trust the person, or if your level of trust is fairly low in this person, I've asked them before and they've failed me before, and you know, you just don't have that vibrational love trust relationship with that person to fulfill what you would ask for them, even if it isn't a big thing, it doesn't happen. It's painful. Okay, so let me take some more calls. I have a 111 number again. These must be internet. This must be Skype calls. And then 860-956, another 111, and a 470. So I'll try to get through these fairly quickly. I won't spend a whole lot of time apologize for that. Can't, you know, I would like to get to everybody. I always feel like I'm running out of time, but I'm not. Hello.
Hello. How are you today? Thank you so much for taking my call.
And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Rabbi Moshe Goldberg. I'm the head of rabbi at the Shaar Shalom congregation in Boca Raton, Florida.
Well, thank you for calling. How can I help you? Or can I?
Yes, you can, actually, talking about love and love vibration. I find myself to be at a spiritual crossroads in my life right now, and I think there's something I may need some guidance with.
Okay. You know what I hear for you more than anything?
What's that?
I hear a couple words. I hear prayer, which is really important.
Yes.
And I also hear sanctuary. Like, you need to get away. You need to just pull away for a while, take time, like, be in nature, and you'll get your own answers. It's just like the hub, like everything, all the activity around you gets very distracting at times. You get too busy in your practice. You get too busy with people, and you don't take enough time for yourself.
It's interesting that you say distraction. For the past 3 years, I have been having sexual relations with several members of my congregation, about 30 to 40 of them.
And okay, well, let me stop you there. I don't want to get into that part of it, and I don't want to get. All I'm going to say to you is you need time to raise.
But why don't you want to get into that part of it? Because now there's
I'm not going to go there. Okay,
so
you need to ask for guidance.
I'm
going to go back to what I said to you, and this is really important because I believe in that the aspect that we get our own answers. And I would say let go and allow God.
Let go of
the problem. Release the problem. Let go of the problem. Don't sit in problem. You know it's a problem. And ask for guidance on how to solve the problem, and you'll get it.
Do I leave my congregation? And what do I do about the woman who's blackmailing me?
Well, I'm not going to give you that answer because I think you get that internally from your own spiritual guidance, okay?
This is why I'm asking you. You claim to have spiritual guidance. Please show me the way.
No. You know what? I'm not going to get into this discussion any further because I'm just trying to point you in a direction. And the point
but
of the
you're
direction...
But using words and you're being a jerk.
Okay, I'm going to cut the car off now because I think we're not going to make
any
progress.
Because you don't know what you're doing. You claim that.
Okay, so. Yes. Okay, let me back up a little bit. Relax, take a deep breath. I know sometimes we get into issues and concerns in our lives and it becomes very difficult. And we're looking for specific answers from people and in my role is just to hear an answer for you, wherever it comes from, and it's generally ancestors. And if I'm not giving you the answer that you want, I have to move on because you're going to have to look another direction. You're going to find somebody else who's going to give you the specific answer you're looking for because it's not me. Okay? No hard feelings. I just know where we're coming from. Okay, let me take this. 860-956. I'm taking a little deep breath here, letting it go. Okay, so let's do that. Oh, maybe. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can I apologize to you for the last caller?
Well, if you like, who am I speaking to?
I feel so bad. I'm not what you're here for. I just apologize for what you just went through. My name is Lisa.
Lisa?
I just felt bad. Yes, I just felt really bad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. That, for whatever reason, those things happened, and I'm not trying to judge it one way or the other. Okay.
Okay.
What's going on with you?
One human being to the other. I am having
a
really rough. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm having a really rough time with my marriage, and I'm not quite sure which way to turn.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry to have this. For him, like, oh, and I have a bad question for him, a difficult question. I'm sorry.
No. Well, you know what? Let me hear if I can connect with your family member and then see if an ancestor. Is your mother alive?
No.
Okay, so it's your mother. Okay? It's your mother. I'm going to try to give you a direct, but with an indirect way of putting, giving you a direct answer, because this is how I hear it for you. The hear it from you is, if you're listening to your heart right now, the answer is no, as in no, this is not working, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that, make a plan, because you know you're leaving. Make a plan because you know you're leaving. That's what I hear. And so that you have to, you can't do it immediately. It has to be done over a period of time. You keep your game face on as long as you can, but it's hard for you to do that. You know what I mean by game face? What she means by game face? You know, trying mm-hmm. to keep a good appearance, a relatively good appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
That you need, what I'm hearing is you need an exit strategy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Okay, thank you.
Because it's going to happen. Okay? You know that.
Yes.
But you have to have a good plan.
Yes.
Okay. And just one more quick note, because I know this is important, because this is going to be a very difficult time for you. It's not going to be easy. This is not an easy exit for you, obviously. It's going to be hard at some level.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
You have full support from your spiritual family to do this. You have full support from your spiritual family to do this. Got it?
Thank you so much.
Prayer, asking, and all of that will really guide you to the place where you need to be. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too, thank you.
Those are tough decisions, aren't they? That's a really difficult decision to decide, but I just got the energy on her. It wasn't about making the decision. She just needed a confirmation, or at some level, that, yeah, I'm doing the right thing. This is where it's going, right? And that's kind of the energy there. It's that making that decision. Okay, so 956-470. Okay. And then I got some articles. I have a couple of articles I really wanted to get into, so we'll do that. So maybe we'll just take a couple more calls, and we'll get into some articles I thought were kind of helpful. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who am I speaking to?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. So who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Tony, and I just wanted to see if you have any messages for me from... you know, for my ancestors, or any guidance they can give me.
Any particular one that you wanted to try to connect with?
No, no one in particular.
It's a grandfather. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It feels more like on your father's side. But he feels like he was close to both sides of the family, which is kind of weird, but he feels like he was close to both sides of the family at some level. Okay?
Hmm.
Here's the word I get for you. This is really coming in very strong. The word is peace. Peace. Finding your own peace is its reward. Does that mean anything to you? I don't know why I say that. But it's kind of an interesting, because you seem to be very calm and at peace, but it feels like you get very turbulent on the inside, even though you put on the peaceful outside, right?
Yes.
Right? So
yeah,
it's like, what they're saying to you is that you need to find that internal peace. You will get it. It will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask for it. You can be, because, again, you know, most people that call in, you have to make some decisions pretty soon, don't you? It feels that way, right?
I had a lot of decisions.
Life-changing decisions, not just simple little ones. Like, you know, like, well,
yes.
Should I go to the market today or tomorrow decisions? It's like, well, where am I going in the near future decisions? Like, what am I doing? What choices do I have to make? What am I going to do with my life, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And so I go back to what he was saying is to you is that once you get into that place of internal peace,
mm-hmm.
that it makes it easier to make decisions because then you're connected to sources outside of your own being that will help you make decisions. Because once you're in a turbulent state internally, like you're stressed out, anxious, and all that stuff, it's hard to connect to that external connection, like God, the universe, spirit, that helps you to guide you through these decision-making process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, again, it's about back to this whole concept of loving yourself.
To move back home or to stay where I'm at right now. I just do not know, you know, where to, what to do. You said I'm just lost when it comes to making decisions right now.
Okay. Well, let me, I know, and you're trying to make an immediate one. I'll give you this, and this is what I hear for you, and you have to weigh this heavily because, you know, this is an eternal choice. But I hear a temporary move would benefit you. You can't look at it as a long-term move. You have to look at it as a regrouping move. You know, if you follow the word regrouping here, you know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to reset yourself, get into reset mode. And the move would help you to reset. Wow, this is a pretty heavy statement, and I'll try to tone it down a little bit. But don't get caught up in other people's drama if you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught up in their drama. Keep your independent spirit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's part of the reason I do not want to move.
Yeah, because I'm hearing,
and
they're pretty.
Not
they're
giving,
they're saying, yeah. telling you in so many words. And I'm trying to put this without using an offensive language, but they're saying don't get caught up in other people's dung, like if you know what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
That you can do this because you have to look at it as a temporary situation. You can't look at it as, well, I'm going to be here for I don't know how long. So set a time frame on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Yeah.
You just need to regroup for a little while, a few months, a month.
I know. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I know that's
bye-bye.
A tough one, and you're probably going, I don't know if I want to do that. But at this point, you need to make a change. You know that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's, change is so hard. We don't like change, do we? Unless it falls in the little coins in front of us on the street. We don't like, never mind, that was a bad joke. No, we don't like change. So change is difficult. But sometimes we have to make changes. I've been thinking about making changes. I've been thinking about moving. I've been in the same place for about 7.5 years, almost 7.5 years. And I'm thinking, maybe it's time to move. I'm not sure how that's going to happen. I'm kind of locked in some ways. I like the area that I live. I wouldn't necessarily want to move out of the area that I live in, but I think I'm ready for change. So again, we're back to the universe and back to, you know, connecting to God, source, whatever word you want to use there. Of letting go of the problem, releasing the problem, allowing higher vibrations to bring me an answer, to solve my problem. So if you're in solution, you let go of the problem. Like I was going to try to tell that gentleman earlier, if you have a problem and you don't have an answer, then you let go. And that's my guide. My thing is about helping people to love themselves by learning how to let go and allow Source, God, to bring to me them the answers. I don't want to be the ultimate answer in everything. That's not my job. My job is to – I think of myself more as a coach than anything, an intuitive coach. And a coach may show you how to do it, but you got to do it yourself. You know, a coach may show you, okay, this is the proper way to catch a ball or shoot a basketball. Or hit a baseball. This is what you need to do. This is the process of doing it. I'm using sports. Or how to hit a golf ball, right? It's a great one. Coach may show you technique and give you ways of doing it, but then you have to do it. They can't do it for you. And a coach doesn't do it for you. A coach shows you and encourages you to do it yourself. And that's kind of like, it's kind of more of an inspirational kind of thing than is anything. Okay, 470 is the next caller. So that's what I'm all about, is maybe inspiring you to do things yourself, maybe show you a little technique. And the one technique I love is letting go, not sit in problem, letting go and allowing higher consciousness to bring you the answer, because it will every time. But you have to be in the vibration. We're back to that vibration of love again. Getting into that high vibration of love, then you connect. Okay, 470. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Sheila speaking. Thank
Sheila
you for the
interesting.
Yes. I was calling, just really listening, because I love the show. Anything about the ancestors, I love. It's just interesting show. That's all I
Thank
call
you.
To listen, let you know. It's a blessful show. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Sheila, where are you from?
Georgia.
Georgia. But you don't sound like you're from Georgia.
Well, it's not my birth home, but the Carolina, South Carolina is my birth home.
Oh, okay. Now it starts to come out when you say that. And now I can feel that, more of that energy. Okay. Well, have a beautiful weekend. Have some fun. Do something special for yourself this weekend. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, really, love yourself in some way. If it's even if it's a bowl
yeah.
of your favorite ice cream, bowl of favorite ice cream. Do that for yourself.
That's right.
Yes. What?
I was
okay.
just laughing. I was like, yes, because it's correct. Because I don't eat my chocolate almond ice cream. It's good. I'm good. Thank you.
Go for it. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, so, yeah, whatever is special for you to do this weekend, whatever you can do for yourself, and in a little ways, you know, little things, that bowl of ice cream, that meal that you've been putting off for a while, take advantage of it this weekend. Do something nice for you, that special. Or maybe it's that walk in the park that you haven't done. Or maybe it's that trip to the beach that you've been thinking about doing. Or, as I mentioned earlier in the week, maybe it's that phone call that you need to make to an old friend that you haven't talked to in a long time and you're missing their friendship. Maybe it's a good weekend to do that. Right? Or maybe you just need to go shopping. Maybe you just need to go shopping. Have you been looking? I need a new pair of shoes, right? Yeah, why not? Go buy yourself a new pair of shoes if that's your thing this weekend, or a hat. Yeah, so I got another caller, and you've been holding. Hello?
Hello. Yes, hello. It's Rabbi Goldberg. I just want to apologize for the last chat we had.
Okay, thank you. That's accepted.
Yes,
okay.
I mean, I'm just in a bit of a predicament in my life right now, and I thought
I'd
make an
anonymous
phone call.
And I know you will make the right decision, okay? I know you will make the right decision for you, okay? Take care.
What should I do? Please don't be short with me.
You know, okay, I'll just give you one little expression what I hear for you. It's time for you to create a new space in your life, a new place, a new space in your life. It's time for
should
you
I open
to...
Should I open my own congregation?
Yeah,
what should I do about the women?
Well, but you have to... Okay, real quickly. Yes, create a new space for yourself if that's a new congregation, but don't take your problem with you. Deal with your problem. Okay?
Bring
deal
them,
with
how
your
should
problem.
I deal with it? How should I deal
well,
with
you,
the
you
women
get,
that
get
I...
There,
had,
get, But hold on a second. I'm going to give you one idea, what I hear for you. You need to go to therapy, okay, about that. Thank
you. Do you recommend?
Okay. Whoa. Okay, so, yeah, if you got an issue like that, if it's an addiction of some form, it sounds like an addiction of some form, right? Then you need to go to therapy. You need to get somebody, a professional help, to help you deal with, you know, it could be alcohol, it could be a sex, it could be gambling, it could be drugs, whatever, you know, because we all have crutches, don't we? We all have crutches, things that we want. And if the crutch starts to interfere, right? Okay, that's just my, you know, and maybe that, but his calling was just an opportunity to tell everybody in general that, you know what, if you got a problem, maybe it's beyond you. Maybe you need some help. Maybe you need some therapy. Maybe you need to talk to a professional counselor on whatever your issue is. Okay. Maybe he did. I you know what? Sometimes we get what we call, or whatever they call themselves, and yeah, and so we just kind of let it go, right? So, okay, I'm going to move on. I got some articles. We've covered pretty much the calls today. Let's see. What was I going to talk to? Oh, a couple things. Oh, let me give you this. This is a beautiful quote, and I love this from Mike Dooley. He was in The Secret. He's written a few books, and he puts out a daily blog. It's called A Note from the Universe, and today's is really especially connected to this whole thing about love and getting into that vibration. So let me read his quote from today. Did you know that whenever you feel love, you literally begin to glow? You probably did. You probably knew that, is what he's saying. But did you know that glowing is actually made up of zillions of minor sparkles? That these sparkles receive as much energy as they create. And because of this energy exchange, you probably stop aging and look younger. Not a wonderful thought. If you're in that glow of love, that you're looking younger, you stop aging. Abundance is immediately drawn to you. If you're in that glow of love, you're into that vibration of love. Okay? Healing powers fill you. If you're in that high vibration, you're allowing healing to take place. Muscles are strengthened. Pounds are shed. I love that. Pounds are shed, right? And your vision improves. Lingering questions are answered. So, again, that's a beautiful statement. It goes along a lot with what I was saying today, and this is probably inspired some of what I was saying today. If you're in that vibration of love, answers come to you. The universe, God, just presents answers to you, and you go, wow, that's really cool. I got it. Thank you, God, I got it. New friends are summoned. Old friends are poked. You know, like in Facebook poked, you know what I mean? Okay. Problems are solved, and maple syrup tastes more mapley. All when you feel love. So get into that vibration of love. I would say anybody's calling in. And if you're not getting your answers, and people aren't giving you your answers, and sometimes people won't, and people will give you conflicting answers. Don't you think that's so true? That, you know, people talk to me all the time, call it psychics, and I call this psychic and that psychic, and they always give me conflicting answers, or sometimes they give me harmonious answers, but not always. But if you get into that place of that vibration of love, that raising your vibrational field to that of the universe, to God, to source, to higher consciousness, all of those things start to fall into place. Answers come to you. Synchronicity starts to happen in your life, like big time. You know, if you know what the concept of synchronicity, ask a question, and you know, it's like the today for me. It's that story about the baseball player, real quick. The Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers, one of my favorite teams. There's a couple players. Kershaw, who's a pitcher, is one of the best pitchers in baseball, and A.J. Ellis, who is his catcher. And they've been together for years and years and years. And A.J. Ellis was traded yesterday. And there was this connection between them that they were both crying. Friendships can be so deep, and there's so much love between people, even, you know, hardened baseball players, but there's that love that's just there, and that got me thinking about love between two people at that level of just that connection and friendship. It's so important. Okay, let me take a quick call, and then we'll end the show. We'll end it with a call. Hello.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call. This is
I got 30 seconds. Huh? I got 30 seconds, my friend. So, okay. Short one, huh? Good question.
Yeah. Well, can I just have a message about love life and moving away, if you get any from me?
Moving away?
Like, love life
should you
and
move?
I want to move.
Okay. September is a transitional month for you in all aspects. September, by the end of September, will be a lot of transition in your life. Okay? That's what I hear. September.
Okay.
That's really short. That's within a month.
Do you get anything with love life? Yeah.
Same thing. It's that. Love, it's coming. It's soon. This month. Okay?
Okay.
Right. That's a tough one, and I apologize we didn't get to spend more time, but I just felt transition meant everything she's talking about. Well, it's been love. I love you guys. We'll talk soon. Back on Monday. Bye.